It's that time. Football season's upon us. Each week we love to get the insight on the opponent. No better way for Southern Utah. He covers athletics for the Spectrum. Follow him on Twitter. The handle is at Miller J. Ryan. Can't tell you how many versions of Ryan Miller I tried first. The website is thespectrum.com. Ryan Miller joins us. Ryan, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, man.
So as a first-time guest, I like to get a little personal history, as in, you know, where do you hail from? Where did you do your undergrad work? And how long have you been covering Southern Utah athletics for the Spectrum?
I hail from Salt Lake originally. I did my undergrad at Utah, and then I've been covering the T-Birds for about 2 years now.
Okay, so this is like ingrained in you. You wrote an interesting article that posted to the site yesterday about the value of these FBS versus FCS games, and I think most people would knee-jerk with paycheck or tune-up for the bigger boys, but for the Southern Utah players and people you deal with and talked about, be it the chance to be on a bigger stage, how do they view a matchup like this from their side?
Well, really, I think, as I pointed out in the article, that it's really a chance for them to kind of prove themselves, and especially a couple of these guys really do see themselves as NFL prospects, and you suddenly put up some film against an Oregon or against a Utah like last year, or against a BYU-type team, suddenly you're getting more scouts out to your practices. You're getting a little more serious consideration to the Senior Bowl, to these collegiate all-star bowls. And if you look at the history, SUU over the last 2 years really have had a mark on these bowls, and it's because, I think, of performances against these FBS squads.
Talking with Ryan Miller of the Spectrum, talking Southern Utah football. So the head coach, DeMario Warren, has a unique angle as a back at UC Davis, who Oregon opened with last year. He was part of an upset of Stanford 12 years ago. This is just his second year. And by the way, young guy, 32 years old. Winning record last year, a defensive assistant for 8 years. What could you tell us about his style and maybe how well-received it was that he was given the head coaching position?
Oh, there was relief from players, from the coaching staff, from everybody. This is the guy they wanted when Ed Lamb left to BYU. They were petitioning for him all for the entire search. It was players and coaches going into the athletic director office just telling him, what are you even doing? Just hire this guy. Style-wise, he kind of lets his coordinators run what they want to run. He was the defensive coordinator before, but he's brought in a guy from Vanderbilt, just a GA there, and just immediately made him a defensive coordinator. And it's his system that they run, and offensively it's Justin Walterscheid's system. So he's kind of just the leader of the back here. And obviously he's ingrained on everything. But yeah, he kind of just lets his assistants work, and I think that's why everyone really likes him, is he allows people to do their job.
One thing for sure, for this team this week, they need to run the ball, move the ball, to avoid that snowball effect. And, of course, that starts up front. And you wrote about last week the man in the middle, Zach Larson. If you will, that backstory about how surprising is it that he's now the second-year starting center for this team and what the coaches expect from him this year?
Well, I don't know if it's too surprising. He's got a brother in the NFL, another brother who had a little cup of coffee in the NFL. So it was kind of expected this guy would be a stud down here. And he's a return missionary. So, he's a sophomore, but he's a 22-year-old sophomore, 22-year-old sophomore. So he's an older guy. He's short. He's not the tallest guy, but he's a bulky man. And so he really does. He has the ability to overpower people. And if he surprised Utah's defensive line last year, really, really did. The first three plays, those defensive tackles were taken off guard at the power of this kid. And eventually I think they overcame it and were like, okay, we have to actually play. Almost, you have to take him seriously at this point. So Oregon might have that same knee jerk reaction of, oh man, okay, these boys are here to play, and then eventually, I'm sure, as everyone expects, the game will get out of hand. But you know, SUU does have players; they have NFL pedigree players, and they'll have some moments. I definitely believe that.
We'll keep an eye out for 58. Another key player will be the running back, James Falela, number 23. Had what you describe as kind of token action last year as a freshman.
Yeah.
Now expected to shoulder a bulk of the load. One of last year's guys, I guess, Rayshon Pringle, got a look with the Packers, and they had a 1,000-yard guy. Malik Brown is gone. How high are the coaches on this young guy and the potential of this running game in general?
This guy pops at practice. Like, he drags people for yards after yards. He's hard to tackle. I haven't seen him do it in a game. He's had a few chances. He got a lot of carries against Montana State late last year. Didn't really pop at all. But, like, spring ball, fall camp, he has just been unstoppable. And so that's what they're hoping will eventually translate, because he does have all the skills. He has the ability to get low but not slow down, and that's what the coaches really, really like. He can just overpower people from such a good leverage standpoint. And so if he can ever translate into the game, he could be a great running back, a guy that might get NFL looks down the road. He's got the size, the build, the speed for that. It just, the question is, can his practice play translate into a game action?
We're getting you ready for the Oregon opener, talking with Ryan Miller, covers Southern Utah for the Spectrum. Around here the last several years, we've learned about certain elements of football secrecy. After combing through the site and all of your work, it occurred to me, who the heck is the starting quarterback? So apparently Coach Warren is playing it coy, so it's definitely not Patrick Tyler. Who's in the mix?
If it was my guess, it would be Patrick Tyler. They'll run him out, but I don't think they. I think it's one of those things, you might be seeing two quarterbacks on Saturday. So they really like Aaron Wallen, really, really like him. He has a beautiful ball, and so I think they want to give him a chance as well in a game. But Patrick Tyler, he's a guy that kind of came out of nowhere last year, won six games for him, went 6-4 as a starter. Really just protects the ball. And I think what they're thinking is, if their defense can keep them in it for at least a little bit, then Patrick Tyler will protect the ball, and they're not going to just give up the game immediately. And so I think until Patrick loses a game, they'll probably get a roll with him, but I wouldn't be shocked to see both quarterbacks play on Saturday. But yeah, they're keeping it close to the chest, apparently. So it's kind of funny. They're usually not like this at all, and so I actually think it might be a legitimate conversation happening still. So,
all right, let's get to the defense. And with Oregon's line, a stable of outstanding backs, that front seven is going to get challenged. I know Coach Warren is a defensive guy by trade. What could you tell us about this line led by an all Big Sky player in Robert Torgerson, as far as experience and what their strengths might be?
They're four seniors starting up front. All of them have been an all-conference player at one point. And so they're all good. They're all very, very good. Big. It's a bigger line than you'll see mostly in the FCS. And they really do. They pose a big challenge for pretty much everyone they face in their conference. It's like, oh man, that's all I ever talk about with people, is how good this line is. I don't know much about the Oregon offensive line, if they'll be able to handle it. I'm sure they will. but again, these guys will have their moments. Robert Torgerson's a legitimate NFL prospect. There's been NFL scouts out pretty much at every day at camp this month, and so he's getting looks. He's big. He blew up Utah's offensive line at least four times last year, and four of those guys ended up in the NFL draft. And so he's legitimate. The other guys are really good. Chance Berenson and Taylor Peeler, really good off the edge. And Anu Paleo, he's not the starter. He's their second-string guy. He'll probably play more snaps than their starter, because their starter is a 32-year-old man.
Wow.
But crazy world, right? If you know.
Yep.
And so they're all big guys that can get them. Can handle a lot of load. It's always fun to watch those four go up against these teams, because they do have the power, the strength, the size to kind of just to handle these FBS lines.
Finally, let's wrap with the secondary, where Coach Warren actually started before moving through the ranks from coordinator to head coach. And you wrote about Kyle Hanneman, his penchant for sunflower seeds and physical play. So is he the star of the DBs? And maybe fill us in on some of the other guys Oregon fans should keep an eye on in this game.
The secondary is this. That's the iffy point of this SU defense. Their front seven's awesome. They legitimately are all conference guys in their front seven. Their secondary is not so much. Kyle Hanneman, as you mentioned, he is he's kind of their stud. They really do like Jarmaine Dobbs on their corner. He's progressed ridiculous amounts since last season. It's crazy how fast he's gotten better. The other two spots, Tyler Collette, their other safety, He's a decent guy. He's a 2-year starter. Well, nothing to like to go right home about, but he's a solid guy. Other corner spot is up for grabs at this point. They're going to be throwing 4 or 5 guys in there, I think, just to see who they have at this point. And so that's the worry. That's the big worry. And I'm sure they'll probably end up going a lot of nickel defense to try to hide that as well. But they are very inexperienced in the secondary, at least on one corner spot, and that's where it got really ugly last year against FBS schools, and I kind of think it'll be the same on Saturday.
All righty. He is Ryan Miller, keeping you informed about Southern Utah football online, thespectrum.com, on Twitter, at MillerJRyan. Really appreciate your time and insight. You all travel safe. Enjoy your time in Eugene, and I look forward to come saying hi game day.
All right, sounds good, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, our pleasure.